Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
So yeah, it's been good. How about you?
Yeah, I've been doing good. Got to have a little rest yesterday, so that's good.
Second weekend.
That's right. Yep. Finally got things restocked with my big Costco run.
Okay,
so,
you said you were going to do that.
Yeah, so now we've got plenty of those things that I keep using. You know.
The thing is, if I run out, I know where to go.
That's right. That's right. So I'm all good to go now. And hopefully going to have an enjoyable Sunday and get a little bit more rest before the week kicks off.
That's right. And then it begins.
Yep. And then it begins.
So talking about that is a great segue. You know how I struggle with segues.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is really good. But you know, it's Sunday. And I do have always felt like this day is kind of a day set aside to really think about our position with God and who we are with God. And one of the things that has been concerning me more and more is the pressure that so many people feel. It's not, you know, necessarily due to circumstances, just the busyness and how full the calendar is and how much there is to do.
Right.
And not time to even breathe.
Yeah.
Is that surprising to you, or are you a part of that?
No. Yeah. I think I'm a part of that. It often is very hectic. This probably sounds bad, but there's an app on the Apple Watch called Breathe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so it kind of makes you, you know, forces you to stop. And it's like, oh, you should stop and you should breathe. It has these exercises. And I actually went in and turned off the notification so it would not
tell you
remind
to
me. Yeah. So that it won't annoy me by saying you need to slow down and take a break. So that's probably a bad sign.
Oh, I do like that though. I think you should turn that back
on. I probably should, because it is kind of cool. Yeah. It like makes little pretty animations and it's like, you know, tells you what to do and shows you your heart rate and everything. So,
you know, it's funny because that's one of the things that I say. If you sit down with me for very long, I usually will say at some point you need to breathe.
Yeah.
And part of that came from being a childbirth educator, and I discovered that people didn't know how to breathe slowly.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is interesting.
Well, except that you've just confessed that you don't even want to be told to breathe.
True. That's true.
So one of the first things that I think that we need to think about on a Sunday and as we're reconnecting with God and who we are is just to do something that simple. And one of the things that I love, a scripture that I love that we actually have across our family room wall, and it's Psalms 46:10, it just be still.
I like that.
And know that I am God.
Yes, that's one of my favorites.
Oh, it is. So, yeah.
Even though it's like sometimes the opposite of what I am, which is maybe why I'm drawn to it.
I think it's God's app.
Yeah.
You know, and it's written in this context of Psalms 46, and everything's a mess in the world.
Yeah.
And everything is just out of control. And then it comes to verse 10, and it's like this. If you were making a movie out of Psalms 46 and you saw all the mess and everything going on, and you'd hear all the, you know, the ocean roaring, the mountains falling down, and the wind going, and then there'd just be the stillness, you know, just this quietness, and be still and know that I am God. And I think that's what that first breath of just breathing really slowly, just taking a moment away from all the stuff that's going on, and just to stop. I mean, that's the second thing, is just stop and focus on God and know that God is God. I know that sounds kind of like, well, duh, God is God, but to really know that God is the one that has brought us here.
Yeah.
Given us this whole big, wondrous life, and that we need to be aware that God's presence is real. And there's just something so powerful saying, okay, God, I know you are present. You are here. And if you have time, I would really recommend going to Isaiah 40 and verse 28 of just understanding that God is the creator of the ends of the earth and that his understanding is unsearchable. And then, you know, Joshua, here's one for you.
Okay.
Give thanks. So you breathe, just stop, be aware of God, just to know God's presence, and then start thanking God. Be aware that gratefulness really gets us back on track.
Yeah. And that seems like that could really shift your day.
Yeah. 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 You know, at first glance, it just seems like, okay, so you're just saying, breathe, be still, know God, and give thanks.
Yeah.
Right. It's really a key to help, you know, that stress that everyone's feeling right now,
right,
that pressure. And I would say this is a great tool for kids also.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have noticed, but The kids that are kind of in my part of my world,
yeah,
so many of them are already stressed out. Young kids.
Yeah, it is crazy. Yeah, yeah. You're like, what? Uh-huh. Shouldn't you just be like having a good time?
Right.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even learn about stress till later on in life. And,
right.
And this world is so filled with it. And so I just want to challenge you, Joshua, and our friends and myself just to take a moment, breathe, stop, focus on God, give thanks, and realize this is the life that we've been given.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.